Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day, thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd, and we have arrived at football season. This is a game week. We're at week zero. Huh? Yeah, week zero. Week zero in college football is akin to pre-boarding. It doesn't make any sense. How do you board a plane before you board a plane? There's all different levels of boarding. Early boarding is better than pre-boarding, but somehow you can pre-board.
For the people who are in the seated area, if you'd like to pre-board the plane, you can...
Wait a second. How do I board before I board? Same way we get week zero. Are there college football games this weekend? Yes, there's a ton of them. There's some really, really good ones. Some really exciting ones. So it's week one. No. It's week zero. So these games count? Yes. They exist? Yes. But the week doesn't? No. Why? I don't know. All caught up? Good. Let's get to the NFL. Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. Tom Curran covers the New England Patriots, and he does a very good job. And his most recent piece, he's the insider, okay? Most recent piece on NBC Sports Boston, where he stands up and he says, "This thing is over." Hey, that Mac Jones has impressed with his performance and his ability to handle all things New England Patriots offense. Handle the fact that he's going to take the job from a former league MVP who took the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl. Able to handle the fact that he is essentially the heir apparent to the legacy of Tom Brady. I'm sure there will be a limited playbook and a browbeating, whatever he plays. But Tom Curran says this thing is over. Which brings us to, there's a couple of rules when you're getting ready for a season, when you're playing as an athlete. There are basic rules that everybody knows, and yet many people fall into that trap, which is don't make it easy on them. Right? Cam Newton signed for $3.5 million. That kind of made it easy on him, but he clearly didn't have a leverage to get more money. Additionally, he hadn't thrown the football well, and it's backup quarterback, and he played like a backup quarterback last year. Please stop with the, I saw the Seattle game. You didn't watch the rest of the season. Season is longer this year, and while his shoulder is probably better and his throwing and mechanics are better and his knowledge of offense is better, there's been a limitation to his accuracy. And I've heard Colin point this out earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. It's like, hey, the truth is that while he probably throws a better deep ball when he's healthy than Mac Jones, this is not an offense that needs a deep ball. But the big thing is, don't make it easy on your coach to sit you. Don't give them an excuse. Don't give them an explanation. And Cam Newton has done that, right? While the explanation of his season going to last year was COVID, that would lead some to believe that this year you would come in fully vaccinated, ready to lead, understanding how much that sets you back. Nope. Nope. And by missing time, he's probably going to miss that opportunity. And like, look, as athletes, like, that's all you really want. Bro, just give me a real opportunity, real games, real team, lights on, popcorns popping, week to prepare. Me and Josh McDaniels draw some stuff up in the dirt, come up with some explosive plays, figure out how to manipulate the defense. Cam Newton, this is a real thing. If Cam Newton doesn't start week one against the Miami Dolphins, a team that won 10 games last year, that has improved all their skill position, Tua Tagovailoa's got to be better. Brian Flores, another year under his belt, more of his own personnel. If Bill Belichick isn't going to let it organically play out on the field and allow Cam Newton to lose the job, and he's already lost the job in the preseason after, look, the last time we saw him play, he played pretty well. It tells you all you need to know about the real world of sports, which is you give him a reason, you give him a, if you're close, why would you ever give anybody else an opportunity to take those first team reps? Right, the same reason most people in football have been critical of the Jacksonville Jaguars up until yesterday announcing that Trevor Lawrence was the starting quarterback, right? The argument is, like, why would you be giving away first-team reps to Gardner Minshew when Trevor Lawrence is your guy? He's the number one overall pick, an incredibly highly touted prospect. He's going to be the guy. Why would you give away half of his, you know, some of his snaps to anybody else? He needs all of those reps. Right? The same reason we're critical of the Jaguars is the same reason that Cam Newton completely screwed this thing up. Whatever happened with the COVID stuff and who he's in proximity to and who tested, like, that stuff is bad. But guess what? If you're vaccinated, the rules are completely different. Everyone knows it, and you run the risk of giving your coach an easy excuse for why he couldn't start you, why you didn't get that opportunity. And as much as you could sit here and go like, hey, if you're still Cam Newton, like, okay. Keep in mind, the Carolina Panthers, who he was an MVP of, released Cam Newton. He signed late last year, and the excuse for his lack of a big salary last year was, well, it was late in the process. Like, no, it wasn't. He was available. Well, nobody could evaluate his shoulder. Okay, that's fine. Everybody could evaluate his shoulder this year. They didn't. He signed for $3.5 million. But look, Ron Rivera has run through a bunch of quarterbacks. He settled on a veteran in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ron Rivera went to a Super Bowl with Cam Newton. Usually the way it works is you reach out to one of your guys who runs your system the way that you want. He's reached out to everybody but Cam Newton. Right? Even Mitchell Trubisky, who is a backup in Buffalo. But keep in mind, that Buffalo coaching staff, the Buffalo front office, Brandon Bean, where'd they come from? Carolina. So if the two places that have coaches and front office people who worked with Cam previously have politely said, yeah, we're good. And the Patriots had him for a year and only offered him $3.5 million, and he doesn't start this year. And Carolina, like, okay, that's 1/8 of the league, but it also sends out signals to the rest of the league. This was a great opportunity for Cam. And whether he knowingly squandered it, potentially squandered it, it was squandered because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Right? Because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Because he listened to the wrong people. The guy has done everything in terms of leadership and handling. You haven't heard him complain about Mac Jones at all. He's been great. He's been effusive in his praise. The reason they kept him around is they really believe he's a good dude. He has great intentions. He's a hard worker. He's a locker room leader. And look, most of the dudes in the locker room either were playing with him or playing in the league when he won the MVP or growing up watching him win a Heisman Trophy, a national championship, an MVP, and go to the Super Bowl. People idolize him there. And that's why Belichick, I believe, has handled this thing with kid gloves and thought, let's just let it organically take care of itself. Eventually, everybody will realize that Cam just doesn't have it anymore, and we can insert Mac Jones as he does have what we need. And there won't be any locker room strife. But when you take yourself out of the mix for a couple of days, you run the risk of being Wally Pipped. And that appears, I don't know if Mac Jones is the Iron Horse. But all these stories are the same, right? Guy gets hurt. Guy misses something. Guy gives an opportunity to a younger player. And this is what happens. It's like, look, there's stories in sports, which we try and make about a bunch of other things. But the fact is that, you know, I don't believe it's the only reason the Niners are going to move on eventually from Jimmy Garoppolo. But one reason is he's always hurt. If you're not, part of ability is availability. I mean, but like the stories, the decades change. Why do teams leave cities? Because they couldn't get a new stadium. Right? The same reason the Cardinals left St. Louis, the Rams left St. Louis. Same reason, you know, the Raiders left L.A., came to L.A. because they were promised a stadium to be fixed, the L.A. Coliseum to be fixed. It never was. They left. They go to Oakland. They fix kind of the Coliseum, but they just add seats. But they never build them a new building, and then they leave. Why? Because they can get a new building. Same reason the Chargers left. Same reason the Lakers left Minnesota. The same reason the Jazz left New Orleans, right? Like, it's all kind of the same, just like all of these stories are the same. Veteran quarterback teetering, has respect of everybody, but something, injury or in this case, being unvaccinated, costs him a couple of key days of preparation, gives somebody a great opportunity. And again, this is based upon Tom Curran. But look, Tom Curran covers the team. He's not saying these things unless he's hearing them from people inside the organization. And he's telling you that that opportunity that was provided to Mac Jones allowed Mac to shine. Does it mean he's going to be a great quarterback? No. Does it mean it's totally the right selection? No. But once there's momentum in the building, once we move on and a guy becomes QB1, boy, it's really hard to get it back. You want to know what the biggest lie told in sports? Ready? You don't lose your job to injury. Excuse me? Of course you do. If the guy comes in and is better than you, right? I mean, it's really, look, that's what happened to Carson Wentz. No matter how good he was beforehand, Foles won the Super Bowl. And wasn't good his first two starts, but it's really hard mentally for people to get over what they saw. Right. The Wally Pipp incident, of course, is the most historically significant one, where Lou Gehrig replaced him and then never took a day off. You know, Phil Simms didn't get his job back from Jeff Hostetler when he won a Super Bowl. Drew Bledsoe didn't get his job back when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. And we maybe seeing the last of Cam Newton as a QB1. Now, would he start at some other place? Will he start in New England if they keep him? Potentially, yes. But that doesn't mean that he's the starting quarterback, right? And it's crazy. Because sometimes you almost volunteer to your coach to sit down for a while. And when you create that opportunity for somebody else, if they're ready, they become the guy. And that's what appears to have happened in New England.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
This is Jimmy Garoppolo. And you can't, obviously, audio-wise, you can't see the smile, but there was a smile ear to ear. Here's Jimmy Garoppolo when he was asked if he knew who the starting quarterback was.
Kyle said he had a pretty good idea who'd be the starting quarterback in week one. Do you have a pretty good idea?
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
He was smiling about it. That must mean something, right?
It's whatever he decides, yeah. I have a pretty good idea. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now and everything, and just the offense as a whole. But yeah, Kyle's the head man. He'll make the call.
Yeah, so he has a pretty good idea. Kyle's the head man. He'll make the call. I mean, it does feel obvious. I'm not really sure if I understand the cat and mouse games. There's still plenty of time. And I think we all knew this was the plan in San Francisco to begin with. But boy, that is I have a secret, but I'm not going to tell you sort of answer, isn't it? Well, I have a secret. What is it? I cannot tell you. I know what's going to happen. I can't. This is, you know what it reminds me of? God, music, you're not old enough. Chase, too, I don't even think you're old enough. Remember when, I just remember when Return of the Jedi came out, right? And somebody had spoiled it for me that Darth Vader takes off his helmet. And all I could think about was Darth Vader taking, and my brother knew Darth Vader. He had seen the movie previously. And I kept asking, when's he going to take off his helmet? When's he going to take off his helmet? I mean, I'm like 8 at the time or 9 at the time, whatever. Right. And he just sat there with like a smile on his face, knowing when that scene was coming. Knowing when it was coming. But I think what we get to is, every situation and story is different. You know, Peyton Manning famously says that every interception is a story unto itself. Right? It's like when you ask a little kid, like, what happened? Thought, well, what happened here was, right? Like, it is. It's a different story. And quarterback situations are different as well, right? But look, the last time Garoppolo was healthy, obviously they didn't let him throw the ball in the NFC Championship game. That kind of left you scratching your head. And then he didn't play well in the second half. There was some he left points out there, and they got themselves beat. But they still went to the Super Bowl. He's still a talented dude. And whether he implodes by his play or those one-off interceptions or he gets hurt, which has happened so many times in the past. You know, remember, he got to San Francisco. He played great when they weren't going to play him. Then they did play him. He played great. They give him a big contract. He comes out, and then he kind of goes hero ball and doesn't step out of bounds and tears his ACL. Then he comes back. That actually allowed them to draft very, very well. Deebo Samuel, for example, you know, they get Nick Bosa, and then they're loaded up. They go to a Super Bowl, and then last year he gets hurt again. So whether he's going to get hurt, whether he's going to throw a bad pick, whether it's just his contract expires and they do the Alex Smith like the Kansas City Chiefs, that's different than Andy Dalton has no sweat equity with the Chicago Bears. Right? Yes, he went to 5 straight playoffs for the Bengals, but he was a backup last year in Dallas, and he may be the start, but there's no sweat equity there. He didn't take them to a Super Bowl. That's a different scenario. Cam Newton has won an MVP, has gone to Super Bowl. It was years ago, and that wasn't with the Patriots. There's not the same sweat equity there. So every situation is different. Garoppolo, unlike Cam, isn't missing time. Garoppolo, unlike Andy Dalton, has been to a Super Bowl, has won playoff games. All three eventually will be replaced. It's just a question of when, not if.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Now we've got a chance to kind of take a catch our breath, watch Hard Knocks, right? Ruminate over it a little bit. And then you hear the comment from Mike McCarthy, which is, Dak Prescott's like caged animal at practice. So the Cowboys are kind of an amazing case study, right? Like, I think that people want to draw a parallel between Notre Dame football and Dallas Cowboy football. The difference is that while Notre Dame hasn't won a national championship, like, they've actually gotten to the college football playoff. And we can pick apart their schedule and whatever, why, and if they're really at the level of the elite teams. But it does feel like, with the exception of that one terrible season, Brian Kelly's had much greater consistency of success. Granted, college versus pro. But the point is, these hype teams, the Dallas Cowboys are an all-time hype team, right? And I think part of it is, you know, that they had the three Super Bowl wins, you know, going back to the 90s. I think part of it is that they've had this kind of history of success. I think part of it is that they're kind of big and bold, and they're that bright, shiny car with the clean rims. And then you start to realize, like, it might actually be a little bit of a clunker. What's amazing about the Cowboys, okay, so if you go back when Jason Garrett first took over, right, 8 wins, 8 wins, 8 wins, 12, 4 wins. Of course, that was when Tony Romo got hurt, right? 13 wins, that's when Dak Prescott filled in for, again, Tony Romo getting hurt, ultimately Tony Romo retiring. Since they've had Dak, 13, 9, 7, 8. And then last year, 6, although, as we all know, they had a litany of injuries, not just Dak Prescott, but offensive line, and they had a disaster of a defense, right? A negative 78-point differential. They hadn't had a negative point differential since 2015, again, when Tony Romo was out. All teams, all of them, okay, if they lose their starting quarterback, they're very, very unlikely to have anywhere near the same level of success. I understand that there's the Giants with Jeff Hostetler, that there's the Eagles with Nick Foles, but the truth is that the Eagles were the best team in the NFC, and then when they got Nick Foles, they kind of stumbled around and just survived. Remember, they should have played New Orleans if not for a miracle play in which Minnesota wins that. Otherwise, they play New Orleans. Granted, Drew Brees outdoors, but the Saints that year were a better football team than Case Keenum as quarterback of the Vikings. The point is, everybody's always the same when you lose your starting quarterback. But this Dak Prescott's a caged animal. Okay. Has anybody stopped to think, like, you know, I like Dak. He got the new contract. I don't think he's as good as the contract. I think he's a bit overrated. I still think he's a really good quarterback. But even with a healthy Dak Prescott and with what we would all deem, and they've had varying levels of dysfunction, 2 years ago, they didn't beat anybody who was good. 0 wins over a team with an above 500 record. Not one. Last year, the same. 2 years ago, they would get out to a hot start, score in their opening drives of the half and of the second half, and then really struggle when they got off script. Last year, it was kind of the opposite. The defense obviously was a disaster, but even before Dak got hurt, the offense wasn't clicking on all cylinders, and they still had a litany of talented stars. Like everybody thinks CeeDee Lamb's going to be special, and then you look and, oh, sure, Ezekiel Elliott needed to lose weight and the offensive line needed to be sure. Yes, but they still had dudes. And now they're incredibly dependent upon Dak Prescott to carry them. an offensive first team. And the guy who's going to fix their defense is Dan Quinn. Do you remember the last time Dan Quinn was seen as a great defensive mind? I can tell you. He was with the Seattle Seahawks. That Seattle Seahawks team had Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Bobby Wagner, Richard Sherman, and one of the greatest collections of defensive talent. And they did fit into his system. But like everybody's a much better coach when you have much better dudes. The point is that when I hear Dak Prescott's a caged animal, one, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the shoulder. You know, like you don't go back in for a second MRI if everything felt right, right? If it was all good news. It's like I say this all the time. Nobody gets a second opinion on good news.
Mr. Gottlieb, I want you to know you don't have cancer.
Well, Doc, that's good news, but I'd really like a second opinion on that. Who does that? Who does that? You know, you go in and take a second look. We're like, yeah, something's not right. There's the, he's coming off of a major injury. Like breaking your ankle in half is a major injury. And when you hurt your shoulder throwing a football, it's, what's it called? The kinetic chain. Is that what it is? Right? The hip, knee bones, the ankle bones connect to the shin bones connect to the knee. It's all interconnected. And when I see a guy who's like, all of a sudden he's got some sort of labrum potential issue, like, you hear the Adam Schefter report, he may not be 100% all year. And now they're fluffing it up with, oh, cage animal, he's unbelievable, the throws are great. I'm not the only one sitting here going like, yeah, I like the Cowboys on paper, but something's wrong. Something's amiss. Cage lion, sorry, not cage animal. Cage lion. Dak's good. He's not great. He's never been Rodgers. He's never been Mahomes, right? But they have dudes, and they have dudes all over the field. But if he's not right, you know, if he's not, what are they throwing out there? And the more I hear them be so effuse with their praise straight out of a shoulder injury, the more I'm like, I don't buy it. I don't trust it. It doesn't feel right. They are completely dependent upon Dak Prescott to be healthy, to deliver the football, and to score a bunch of points. That's how this team is built. They are built around star power on offense. When the truth is that the offensive line is not nearly as good or as young as its reputation, when the truth is that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys haven't beaten a team with a winning record in 2 years, when the truth is that Dak Prescott's shoulder doesn't seem to be right, could be connected to coming, and the truth is he's coming off of a catastrophic injury. So before we go kind of all in and we find ourselves like, I don't want to, but once again, I believe in the Dallas Cowboys, and I, you know, this is, they've had two down years, and usually two down years are followed by an up year. And the Eagles are bad, and you don't believe in the Giants, and Washington only has a great front four, but Ryan Fitzpatrick ultimately, like, yeah, all that's great. But there has to be a, I feel like there has to be a hesitance towards the Dallas Cowboys.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Charlie Weiss is a four-time Super Bowl champion. Of course, he's also the head coach at Notre Dame, the University of Kansas. He's been all over the National Football League, and he's an absolute savant when it comes to offense and the quarterback position. He's kind enough to spend some time with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Charlie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How about you, Doug? What's going on?
All good here in Southern California. Wondering, all right, so let's go through the Patriots.
Okay.
Look, Cam struggled last year throwing the football. He had, obviously, the game against Seattle, which everybody points to. But after that, like, there were some times in which it was painful to watch him throw the football. Now, you have to combine it with they didn't have great talent. It's kind of a bridge year last year. So they re-signed him to backup quarterback money and draft Mac Jones. And now here late in the process of the preseason, he misses time due to COVID protocols. What are your thoughts on if you were in that meeting room, how you would approach that if you were a member of the Patriots staff like you had been for so many years.
Well, I've been in that meeting room, you know, when it was me and Bill sitting down when we had to deal with when Bledsoe came back from his injury and Tommy was playing as a second-year player that no one knew anything about. And we had to make a decision whether to put Drew back in there or stick with Tommy. And we stuck with Tommy. So Bill doesn't always take the safest route or the most conventional route. You know, he's not afraid to take what he thinks is the best route. I think in this situation, because Cam has handled himself so well in the building and with the coaching staff and with the players, he's kind of endeared himself. You know, he obviously is going to get put himself in a position to get first crack. Now, crack is also the same word I'll use in what happened here this week. Let's face it, they played on Thursday night. So in all reality, they got some time off after the game was over and watched the tape on Friday. They probably got, you know, a couple days off, and he probably went home. And home is probably North Carolina. I'm not positive. But, you know, it was obviously out of the area. Forget about whether or not he was getting a COVID test or not getting a COVID test. If you're unvaccinated, once you leave the area, you're in the program. So I think that really annoyed, you know, the powers to be in New England. You know, so Mac Jones goes in there yesterday, completes 85% of his passes, and, you know, had a great day. You know, it wasn't as great today, but, you know, it was still a good day. And I think that it's really made the decision a lot tougher, because before this incident with Cam, you know, going into the program for 5 days, it was basically, hey, it's no one beat him out. Cam will be the starter. And when the time's right, we'll play Mac. Now I think the door's open where, if they want to go the unconventional route and go ahead and throw Mac in there, Mac has given them every opportunity to say, okay, let's give it a shot.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd. That's the voice of Charlie Weiss, who's been a part of 4 Super Bowl champion teams. Yeah, I mean, it's you're giving opportunities to another guy, and you're giving coaches a reason. You know, you're saying you don't necessarily want to play without saying you don't necessarily want to play by simply trying to get away or by just not being be vaccinated. I'm like dumbfounded by a guy who had COVID last year. It by all accounts set him back and had the entire offseason to get vaccinated and chose not to. Whatever your feelings are about it, like this, it's a pretty simple solution to many of these issues.
Hey, Doug, you and I are on the same page there. Hey, we'll play the party line and say, hey, everyone's got the right to, you know, make their own decisions. And that's the world we live in today. But in reality, why somebody wouldn't get vaccinated befuddles me.
Boggles my mind as well. Let's go to San Francisco. Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo has this wry smile. He seems to know I'm still the guy. A different situation, right? Because Garoppolo, when he went to a Super Bowl, right? No matter the limitations put on him in the NFC Championship game or some of the flawed throws in the Super Bowl, like, he actually has some equity in the building. They have a Trey Lance who has a world of talent but only played one game last year and hasn't played super high-level football. How would you approach that situation?
Oh, I would definitely play Jimmy first. But my question, though, when I say I would play Jimmy first and when the time's right, get Trey in there. But, you know, almost a question back at you, so whether it's even rhetorical, but when you give all that collateral to go up to that spot in the draft to go get a quarterback, how patient are you going to be waiting to put that person in there?
Not very.
You know, so I think it's the same way. Like, I still think that I'd be modestly surprised if Jimmy isn't the starter. I wouldn't be shocked, but I would definitely be surprised because, you know, you got a team that has a chance to play for a championship. I don't think the team would look at Trey as a, you know, a polished product at this time. Whereas in New England, I think that the players in New England look at Mac as a polished product. And you remember, they're a victim of circumstance too. Where are they, what, you know, the college they went to. I mean, Trey didn't play last year. You know, Mac was winning the national championship and was arguably, you know, arguably the best player in the country. I mean, his receiver wins the Heisman, but I mean, you know, but arguably the best player in the country, certainly the best quarterback. And, you know, so they really came from a different, you know, a different pattern this year. I think Trey's going to be in there sooner rather than later, but I think Mac's ready to play right now. And I think that that's a totally different issue in New England that they're dealing with. Because as you expressed, you know, Cam really hasn't done anything yet. You know, Jimmy was leading in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, you know, with the same team 2 years ago. So it's I think that I'd be very, very, very surprised in San Francisco if Jimmy wasn't the starter, at least start of the year.
Everyone, at least on TV and radio, going back a couple years ago, thought Tua was the can't-miss guy, right? But Tua had the hip injury, and he just didn't have a lot of it to him. Like there was... There wasn't that. It's like golf, right? There was the one time you drive a ball and you drive it perfect, it keeps you coming back. There was nothing to kind of keep you coming back, going, yes, Tua's going to be the guy. But now they've given him better wide receivers, an offense that they think he fits in better. And oh yeah, by the way, he's gotten a preseason, not coming off a devastating hip injury. Do you see a difference in Tua this year as opposed to Tua last year?
Well, fortunately, I was down there last Tuesday. You know, we did our training camp show in Miami, and being it's 55 minutes from my house, I drove down there and I did it. So I spent the day with the Dolphins, and the answer to that is you would be sold on, you would be convinced that Tua was the answer if you were there with me that day.
Okay.
There was absolutely no indication on or off the field that he is not the man.
Okay. That's all on the field as well. So on
or off the field. Now, I have a 1 day reference, Doug.
Yes.
He was just a stud. And you should hear the players. You talk about somebody glowingly. I mean, when you're interviewing defensive linemen and they're saying two is my guy. I mean, he has the team won. He is the Pied Piper. And, you know, you watch him on the field, did everything. Off the field, everything. Listen to his teammates and his coaches. I mean, this is not a brainwashing message. This is obviously, you know, Miami's playing they're playing the disrespect card. You could tell it. You walked out of the building and say, better look out for this team right now, because everyone wants to talk about the Bills and then the Patriots, and no one's talking about the Dolphins. You know, I'd be shocked if they didn't win double digits this year.
What's reasonable to expect from Joe Burrow? Because and obviously, you know, Brady went through this, but what one of the things people forget about Tom Brady is we were kind of robbed of really the prime of his career, right? Like that. The 18-0 team that loses in the Super Bowl, coming back the next year, and he tears his ACL. And then, of course, there's time that you have to, even the year off, you come back, you're not right. And Burrow, by all accounts, lacks kind of the confidence in that knee and seems to be a little bit shaky, even by his own account. What's a reasonable expectation for when we feel like he should be right?
See, here's the problem that Joe had that Tommy didn't have. When Tommy started playing, we were really stout on defense, so we could play a lot of games very conservatively and not throw them to the wolves and have to throw it 40 or 50 times, happen to score 35 or more points in the game. We could win games 21-17 and, you know, 28-24. We could win games like that, but in Cincinnati, for them to win games, they're going to have to score some points. And that's going to put more pressure on him. Look, he's got good skill players around him. You know, the big question is whether or not the offensive line can hold up for him. And that really is the million-dollar question. Because you know what? His knee will feel a lot better if that offensive line is playing really well. You know, because if that offensive line isn't playing very well, I mean, that's a very dangerous proposition.
The Bills have become a consistent playoff team since the coaching staff and Brandon Bean kind of got there. And now they have their guy in a Josh Allen. The addition of Stephon Diggs took their offense to a completely different level. But coming back and doing it year after year now, right? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Some believe they're a huge threat to a Super Bowl. Where are you on the Buffalo Bills?
I'm high on the Buffalo Bills, but there's one thing that really bothers me about the Buffalo Bills, as good as they are, as good as they were on offense, and that's their inability to run the football. Now, don't you think that everyone this whole offseason, okay, is basically going to sit there and design defenses just to worry about the passing game and not worry about the run about them running the ball? I mean, those guys in this league get paid money to coach defense too. You know, I think that division's going to be pretty rough this year, because even the Jets, I think the Jets will win some games in the division this year, because I don't think there's just going to be a walkover. You know, I expect them to clearly be the fourth best team in the division, but last year, you know, the division kind of fell apart. I mean, the Patriots are under 500. I mean, the Dolphins, you know, they won 10 games. They came close. I mean, the Jets, they were terrible. I think that, you know, the Bills are the favorite, but both the Patriots and the Dolphins are playoff caliber teams, and I think the Jets will be better. So what I'm going back to answer your question on Buffalo is, if you can't run the football or you don't run the football, okay, as good as you are on offense, it's just a matter of time before those defensive guys come up with a way to slow you down.
I look at the Cowboys and I'm intrigued, right? Offensively, they got a lot of weaponry. And in terms of yardage and, like, when healthy, we've seen a ton from Dak. But he's coming off of a pretty tough injury. Shoulder's bothering him. And the defense has been a mess. And, I don't know, year one of completely changing schemes, I don't know how well that goes over. Now, their division's not great, but Washington won it because their defensive front seven is phenomenal. Phenomenal. What are you expecting from the Cowboys this year?
You know, although they're the favorites to win the division, I'm not sold on the Cowboys yet either. I mean, probably the best thing that's happened for Dak is those three offensive linemen that were out most of last year are all in the huddle with them. I mean, that's 60% of your offensive line that now you're going back into the huddle and you're looking at these Pro Bowlers with familiar faces that weren't playing last year. You know, of course, he wasn't either. But, I mean, you know, there were a lot of guys, you know, in the tub and not on the field. I think that Dallas, you know, I'm not worried about their offense being able to score points. I mean, I think they'll pass it all over the place and they can run it. You know, like you said, I'm a big fan of Dan Quinn's, and they brought him in to run the defense. And for all, what I understand, what everyone's excited about the most is those young linebackers that they went ahead and drafted and brought in there. But still, I think that Dallas's defense has a ways to go, and I think that makes them very vulnerable, because I think teams are still going to be able to score against the Cowboys.
Yeah, and also keep the offense off the field, right? I mean, you keep the offense off the field, and it is your best defense. Charlie Weiss is our guest here. Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. The Cleveland Browns are a team that, kind of like Tampa, years of being bad and loaded up with talent. And by about midseason, they seem to buy into, you know, to not having Baker try and win games and just run the football and play a little safe. You bring back Odell Beckham Jr., so you do have some star power. Baker's playing for a new contract, but also there's added expectations because last year they made the playoffs. What are your thoughts on the Browns?
I think to the personnel-wise, you know, they're right there with Tampa as the best team in the league. I think Tampa might have the best, but I think Cleveland might have the second best personnel in the league. And I think that Baker seems, you know, I was also high on Baker when Baker came out. Now, you know, there was such disorganization in the organization that, you know, he can be given a little bit of a, you know, free pass too. But I think that Baker has come along as well as the rest of their team. I think it's he's a little cocky, but he's not arrogant. I think that their team is really, really good. Starts with those running backs. The offensive line is solidified last year by bringing a free agent tackle and drafting one in the first round of the draft. I mean, their tight ends are good. Their wide receivers are good. Their quarterback is solid. You know, they needed some extra pass rush, so they went ahead and got some. I mean, I think this is a dangerous team.
You mentioned Tampa and the overall talent. Is there another level to Brady? I understand he's a year older. He didn't have the offseason he wanted because he had to rehab. But it did seem like they figured out kind of a meeting of the minds, whereas early in the year they were doing the Bruce Arians throw it downfield offense. Late in the year to win the Super Bowl, Tom Brady seemed to have a little bit more control over how and what they were doing. Do you think year two brings another level?
Well, I mean, the best part for both Bruce, and I'm not even saying Bruce because he doesn't really run the offense.
Right.
You know, it's Leftwich's offense. You know, Leftwich might talk to Bruce, but, you know, he lets those guys coach. Bruce doesn't, you know, he used to call plays. He doesn't call plays anymore. So I think that they've already gone through their transition, you know, which that's, you know, slowed down the pace last year. But they've gone through that transition. And by they, I don't mean just the coaching staff. I mean Tommy, too. You know, for all those years, he was put in the same system that I put in back, in 2000, you know, so it was so long ago that he had the same system for 20 years. The verbiage he'd come in every year, he knew what the huddle was going to be. He knew the formation, the plays, the motion, and how the plays were called and how they're read and how they're designed. Now you're going and, you know, it's like learning a foreign language in a short amount of time. I mean, you can sort of get the base of the foreign language, but to get all the idiosyncrasies and the dialects and everything like that, it takes you some time. And I think that as year went on, I thought they got better and better. And I think that there's one wild card player down there in Tampa that isn't quite there yet, but that no one's talking about, and that's O.J. Howard. Because remember, O.J. Howard really didn't play last year.
Sure.
Now, I watched out when my kid was down in Alabama, I watched O.J. Howard run around, and it's scary how fast this kid runs a tight end. He's like one of those guys that you talk about in the frontline guys. If they get him back and him healthy, mixing in with those other tight ends, we already know about their wide receivers. I mean, they're good at running back, and then they go get Gio Bernard to be their third down back. I mean, this team should be rocking and rolling on both sides of the ball.
O.J. Howard's one of those teases, right? They would only throw him the ball in the playoff games in college football, but when he gets it, it's electric. Charlie, I hope you're well. Love to talk horses with you.
By the way, yes. Doug. Yes. Yeah, that's right. He had three catches for three touchdowns in the national championship game.
Yeah. Only break glass in case of emergency. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait till football kicks off officially, and we appreciate you being our guest in the herd.
All right. Take care.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.